I had a very difficult employee to deal with one time that I was trying to supervise, and he was a difficult person to get along with, and he had a bad habit of mocking his coworkers and especially of mocking me, his supervisor. And one day he did something that really made me angry. I even forget what it was, but he told me that I was angry at him. And why was I angry at him? And I denied that I was angry, which was a lie, of course. And he turned to the other workers there and said, "Well, he is too angry. Just look at his face." And they all looked at me, and I guess I couldn't hide it that I was angry, and I guess they had their laugh on me. My face gives away my emotions many times, especially that of anger. And there was a man whom God said, "Your face is giving away the anger that's in your heart." Listen to what it says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, 'I've gotten a man for the Lord.' And again she bore his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And God had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very angry, and his face fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him.' And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and killed him." Cain's face gave away his anger. But God looks beyond our faces into our hearts, and he saw the jealousy that was there because of Abel, his younger brother, whose sacrifice was accepted by the Lord and his was not accepted. We don't know why his was accepted, why Abel's sacrifice was accepted and Cain's was not. The scripture doesn't tell us. All we know is that God had respect toward the sacrifice of Abel and not toward the offering of Cain. And jealousy arose, and anger arose. And from that, murder. You see, God told Cain that he must control his anger. If he let anger get out of control, that sin was right at the door. That sin of murder was coming. Would it not have been better for Cain to have gotten the jealousy out of his heart and the bitterness and the anger rather than to have murdered his brother? Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that you would help me. Help me when I get angry, Lord, that I may deal with that anger. And Lord, help me with the things that cause anger, covetousness and jealousy and resentment that leads to murderous rage in the end. Help me, oh Lord God, I pray, that I may address these issues at the beginning. May your Holy Spirit help me, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.